The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Alistair Whitehouse-Jones to look ahead to the best of the action on Monday. We're going to focus on three contests at Redcar and just have a little look back at the best of Saturday's racing. How are you, Ali?
Not bad, mate. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good form, thanks. We'll start just by looking back at yesterday. Of course, the feature race was the Lockinge, went to Olympic Glory and did the job pretty nicely and made 11 to 8 look a bit of a steal, didn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, on reflection, I guess 11 to 8 was a bit big for, you know, the proven Group 1 performer, especially after you'd seen the O'Brien horse, who is just absolutely ginormous.
Mm. Really bad, yeah.
He looked like party politics. And, you know, Tullius, who was next best, who eventually finished second, is, you know, he's not a... he's as good a horse he is. He's not a Group 1 horse.
I thought he ran really well, considering that's not his ground as well, though.
Oh, he did. He's a solid performer, but, you know, winners of the Sandown Mile always get found out, you know, promoted to Group 1 level. And he was up against a top-notcher in Olympic Glory, who is just looking a, you know, an absolute rock solid yardstick for the top mile division, you know, and he's not a, you know, soft ground helps him, but it's not important to him. And he was a standout really on both his QE2 win last year and his second in the Jacques Le Maurois to Moonlight Cloud. So yeah, big win for Frankie, his 200th Group 1 winner, I believe. Mm. Which was some feat.
It's not bad, is it?
Good for him. Yeah.
And of course the Scoop 6 dominated proceedings yesterday. Another time when nobody won it. It's just continues to roll over, which is good. It builds excitement and it promotes racing, but it's frustrating if you keep going in on it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that chap who had the second yesterday, that horse looked as though it was going to win. Mm. I mean, it was his to lose. Half a furlong out. I think he got to the front.
Yeah.
And it's like Andy said yesterday, it was as though somebody had popped the parachute and he just went from hero to zero in no time. And I mean, I don't think he had slept well last night, would he? Sometimes I think with the Scoop 6, if you're going to do that, just don't watch it, you know. You know, just turn put the internet on middle of the night, and as soon as you see you're down in one leg, then that's it. Don't look beyond it. It really is a heartbreaker. And yeah, there's a lot of syndicates have lost a lot of money chasing it, and they're going to be going in again next week, you know, so
I'll stick to my £2, I think.
I think that's the best approach. Get the cods, the dog and the kids to pick the numbers and fingers crossed.
No, it is hard to win, but it's good for racing though at the minute, isn't it?
It's good for racing.
Good publicity.
It was worth more than the lottery yesterday, so absolutely.
Okay, we're going to look at three races on Monday. It's not the strongest racing you'll ever see, and I know you're not the biggest fan of Redcar, Ali, but I am, so that doesn't matter.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, you're a local lad, aren't
I am.
You?
It's my local
there
track.
You go. Got a soft spot.
I do quite like it there. We're going to start with the 250. It is Division 1 of a handicap over 5 furlongs, a Class 6 event with 12 runners down to go to post. As we said, not particularly strong contest, and this is not a very strong contest. Where should we start with this one?
Well, I like the top one. Kiss from a Rose. You know, Ray Guest does... he does very well with fillies, and this one, I thought she possibly found 5 furlongs a bit quick on her latest start at Nottingham, but she was only beaten just over 4 lengths, and there's no doubt this is a weaker race than that. I think, you know, her future lies over 6, but I think at this moderate level, I think she can get away with it, and... You know, I think this drop in grade is going to be a big plus. It's there's a few unknown quantities lurking. Storyline in particular from the Easterby Yard, that was beaten last time in a Newcastle maiden, won by none other than G-Force, who of course gave the form a big boost at York. But saying that, G-Force was literally out on his own that day. So whether you'd want to take that literally, I have my doubts. But, you know, she's a new... an unexposed filly from a good yard, making a handicap debut, you know, and has shown promising maidens. I'd put down her as the danger, but hopefully Kiss From A Rose is that bit more battle-hardened, you know, and hopefully that can prove the difference.
Okay, there's a few here making the handicap debuts, yeah. The likes of Lomond Lassie, Shikari. You've also got one down at the bottom in New Form Fire, who was second at Beverly on, well, hard to believe, it was heavy ground just, what, 5 days ago.
I know.
Look outside now, but...
That was a seller.
Yeah.
You know, and she'd been beaten in handicaps before then. I don't know. Not convincing. I mean, I think... You mentioned one there, Lomond Lassie from the Dalgleish Yard. That could be interesting. I mean, you've got to be watching the market, I guess, before you get heavily involved, just in case any of these unexposed ones are, you know, do prove lively in the betting. But I think, from what we know, I think, you know, Kiss From A Rose is pretty solid down at this modest Class 6 level.
Okay, look. Next up is the 450. It is a straight mile championship qualifier, a handicap over a mile. A Class 5 event with 6 runners down to go to post, and likely to be pretty popular in this one is David O'Meara's Sheriff of Norton, who, well, hasn't really looked back since going in the handicap company. Comes up against a few that might give him something to worry about, though. Jubawi Light is no bad horse. And Sacklin Star down at the bottom is one that used to be trained by the Quins, and I know some of the people out in the office used to have a share in this horse.
Oh, did they?
And weren't best pleased when it popped up at 50-1 last week at Doncaster.
50-1. I don't fancy that.
Okay.
I mean, pure, the favourite ran a shocker. The second should have won, but didn't win because it hung all over the shop. I think it's dodgy form.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if that horse could step up here.
Okay, so which one do you fancy?
It's dull, I know, but this Sheriff of Norton, I mean, he's not turned look back since he went handicapping, made an explosive start, won both of them, was actually more impressive the last time off the higher mark, and he's gone up £10 for that, but I don't think you can grumble with it, and as we know, once these O'Meara horses get on a roll, they keep rolling. You know, I think he's pretty solid. He just looks a horse that's very progressive. And as I said, he defied the penalty with any amount of ease over this course and distance last time. I guess the one concern would be that it was soft ground, but you know, I think he'll be fine on the good surface. You want to, again, I mean, you want to be watching the market with Rainbow Rock in particular, a horse of Mark Johnston's, who he wasn't great on his final run at Ayr, but the ground had gone against him. And before then, he was sent to Newmarket. So he must have been showing something at home for the Johnston, Mark Johnston, to send him to headquarters for his first two runs. And, you know, he's off no mark at all here for his handicap debut, only rated 70, and he's a complete unknown quantity. He's bred to be more of a three-year-old as well. So I'd be scared of him. But as things stand, I think Sheriff Norton can complete the hat-trick.
Okay, Sheriff of Norton, the pick in the 450. And the final race that we'll look at is the final race on the Redcar card. It's the 550, handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs with 15 runners down to go to post. A little bit of deadwood in this race, but also some horses that had looked like being deadwood, if you like, but bounced back or at least showed something last time out. But I think it'll probably pay to look towards the top of the handicap here.
I hope so. I think top weight Trinity Star's got a big chance, and hopefully this horse's form will be given a timely boost by the horse we've just spoken about, Sheriff of Norton, who beat him last time. I think the interesting angle here with Trinity Star is a step up to a mile and a quarter from the mile. His dam actually won over a mile and a half, so I think this is... I don't think he may not even need to improve on that latest second behind Sheriff of Norton, but I would factor in some potential improvement over the extra couple of furlongs given his pedigree. And, you know, Michael Dodds, top trainer, places his horses well. I think Trinity Star's got every chance.
Okay, chickpeas for the first time, but drawn out in 14 shouldn't be a massive inconvenience because he's got a long time to get into position at Redcar.
Yeah, and it's like you touched on, there's a bit of deadwood in this race.
Okay, main dangers for Trinity Star?
I think Moving Waves is an interesting horse from the Ollie Pears Yard. He got closer on the step up to a mile on his handicap debut on the final run of last season. Again, he's a horse related to a mile and a half winner, so you'd hope there's going to be a bit of improvement in this filly. And now she's upped in trip as a three-year-old. Again, you'd want to see a bit of market support. But Trinity Star, I think, is the one to beat.
Okie doke. Could you just spin us through your three picks in the three races at Redcar on Monday afternoon, please, Ali?
Yeah, we go from Kiss from a Rose, the Ray Guest filly in the 250, then Sheriff of Norton is taken to complete the hat-trick at 10 to 5, and then closing race an hour later, we rely on another top weight in Trinity Star.
Okay, great stuff, Ali. Best luck with all those picks, and enjoy Monday's action.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.